Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American woman caught up in the Afghanistan evacuation blunder makes a desperate plea to President Biden on Fox News.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
Republican Congresswoman from West Virginia, Carol Miller, on Tuesday.
It's our job to make sure that the administration understands how important it is to bring our people home. Americans don't leave Americans on the ground. I'm sure the people at the White House are feeling these same things, but they're trying to be upbeat and positive, but they've got to, in their heart of hearts, feel the same fear and the anxiety that we are hearing.
Biden says all Americans will be out by 31 August. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Supreme Court in a 6-3 vote on Tuesday said the Biden administration must reinstate the Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The highest court in the land said the administration failed to show a likelihood of success on the claim that the memorandum rescinding the migrant protection protocols was not arbitrary. House Democrats on Tuesday approved a roughly $3.5 trillion social spending package, only after Democrats were assured the smaller partisan infrastructure bill received a September vote. Democrat representative from Oregon, Kurt Schrader, on PBS.
The big win today for America is the infrastructure bill stands on its own 2 feet, has a date certain by which we're going to vote for it.
The social spending package had zero Republican support in a 220-212 vote. A monkey-loving woman has been banned from visiting a male chimpanzee at a zoo in Antwerp, Belgium, after officials declared the relationship unhealthy for the chimp. Adi Timmermans told a Belgian TV station, saying the chimp is her soulmate. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating. And it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point, every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? You know, it's that that divide, the grief to happiness ratio. You know, where, however far off we are from happiness and where we stand right now is that grief. And that distance between those two points brings a lot of travail and trials and tribulation and also an opportunity to feel good if we're moving in the right direction and we actually start approximating what it might be or even what you might deduce as being, you know, getting back on track. Well, our next guest, Dr. Scott Burson, the professor of philosophical theology at Indiana Wesleyan University, is here to talk about his new book, All About the Base, Searching for Treble in the Midst of a Pounding Culture War. Dr. Burson, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity. It's an honor to be with you, Bill.
Oh, no. Hey, the honors is ours, and thank you, Professor, for coming on here. You know, when I was thinking about All About the Base, for some reason, I pictured this inspirational moment of you in your car and hearing a loud bass sound, because this seems to be the order of the day, even like the other day. I mean, here in Hawaii, and people are driving, you know, next to us with their radio so high and the bass pounding out, and I'm thinking, wow, I mean, there's just no way, I guess, that you could keep it within the confines of your own vehicle. And I thought, well, maybe that was an inspiring moment for you, that you came along some sort of loud car and said, hey, it is about the bass, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're in the car and it's our music and we turn up the bass, you know, really loud, we love it, you know, but we don't think about the other people and how it might be shaking the shutters of their house, you know, or they may not like that particular song.
Right. But unfortunately, the attitude today is, hey, look, it, my bass is your bass. And if you don't like it, you know, tough on you, because, as you say, the culture has become more tribalized. And we've seen this. And you get, you know, some of these analysts that go, well, I just can't believe, you know, that our country is so divided. Well, you made it so. I mean, it started first with hyphenations. You know, I'm no longer an American. I have to be a Mexican hyphen American, you know, a black hyphen America. You know, I just want to throw that back in the depths of hell where it belongs, because it disunifies us. It does. It serves us no positive purpose, does it?
Yeah. I think we're in a much better place when we look at the beginning, when we have these difficult conversations, to our commonality, to our common humanity, rather than taking this common enemy approach. It definitely sets the tone in a very different way.
Well, and it's amazing, too, Professor, because when you write it down and you think about all the things we have in common versus the differentiations that are there, I think we have more in common than we do what differentiates us, don't we?
I think we do, and I think we need to spend more time thinking about it, right? Because we are kind of in our own little space. We're in our own tribes, you know, and we're being reinforced with our base. And we need to, you know, kind of step out of that occasionally, at least, and think about, you know, where is that common space? Where is the common humanity? You know, as a Christian, I believe everybody is made in the image of God. And so everyone has value. Yes, we're all fallen. And it's really easy to see the fallenness in other people and sometimes hard to see it in ourselves. But trying to find that common space, that common humanity, you know, their imago Dei, right, and honoring that.
Yes, exactly. Well, are Christians letting us down?
Well, I think we're all struggling, aren't we? I think we're having a hard time reaching across the aisle. Back to the metaphor here of the base and the treble. You know, in this book, what I try to use is, you know, the base represents our convictions, and we have strong convictions, and we should hold to them. But the treble represents compassion. You know, and how do we treat our neighbor? How do we treat our enemy, even? And right now, it seems like the base is drowning out the compassion. Now, we don't want to turn up the treble and the compassion to such a high level that we lose the base, right? That's what happens with a lot of progressive Christianity. But we want to try to find the right balance. So this book is about, you know, how do we maintain our convictions while becoming a more compassionate person? And I offer 10 treble tactics throughout the book, which are very practical steps of how we can maintain our conviction, yet be a more compassionate Christian toward those that we might disagree with.
Yeah, you know, the question that keeps coming up time and again, Professor, is where's the love? I mean, you say in terms of compassion, but, I mean, as Christians, we are to be mirrors of the love that God, you know, demonstrated to us in Jesus at the cross and upon the resurrection. And, you know, sometimes we have to come back to first priorities, first principles. And I believe we've abandoned those. I mean, clearly, with the research that Barna has done, it has demonstrated time and again the disconnect between the Word of God and our actions. I mean, are we going to really hold to a worldview at a time when, you know, I've got to say our society is dying in a sense. They are starving for the spiritual nutrition that is clearly needed for a time such as this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think we have a lot of good things to say, don't we, as Christians?
Yes.
We've had just great apologists in the 20th century and into the 21st century that have given us wonderful resources for how we go about defending the faith. But if we don't do it with gentleness and respect and kindness and love and the fruit of the Spirit, people will just turn away from us, right? I mean, they're not going to hear what we have to say. And so, you know, I like to think of this as a type of sanctified social intelligence that we really need to be schooled in. Ultimately, we need to lean into the power of the Spirit. We don't convert people. We don't change people's minds. The Holy Spirit
exactly.
does that. But we're co-creators. I mean, we do have a role to play in this as we lean into the resources that God provides. And so I think, you know, paying attention to, you know, how people are persuaded, how people are in a better position to hear what we have to say, I think that's important.
Well, this is why your story is so vital, because nobody can take your story away from you. And some people think, oh, well, you know, who wants to hear about my story? And well, you just don't know. That person that God brought into your orbit for that moment needs to hear your story, as maybe simple that you might think, or maybe too embarrassing, or whatever it is that holds you back from telling that story. I mean, after all, I reference, and my audience is used to hearing me say this, is that I often reference my favorite testimony in the Bible is the blind man. You know, very simple, not complicated. He didn't have to go spend, you know, 5 years at a theological seminary to come up with it. It was, his story was where God met him. You know, he was blind, now he sees. Who can take that away from him? I mean, the fact is that everybody knew he was blind. Now he sees, and who does he give credit to? He gives credit to Jesus for that. That's pretty powerful, right? It's powerful to the point that, you know, Professor, people would say, and this is when you know you're on target, is that they say, hey, look, I want what you got. I want my story to be like your story. And that's what's not being heard. That's what's not being spoken, in my humble opinion. What do you say?
No, I agree, and we should start with stories. We should start by listening to other people's stories. Be prepared to share our story in humility, because that's where people live. People live in the realm of story, not in the realm of arguments and logic. And so that's where we should start. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Scott Burson is with us, a professor of philosophical theology at Indiana Wesleyan University, and we've got more after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're visiting with the author of the book, all about the bass, searching for treble in the midst of a pounding cultural war, quite the metaphor. And for those of us who are musically inclined, it is harmonious to our very spirits, Professor Scott Burson, who is the author and who is with us now. Thank you for this book, by the way, and it helps bring perspective and balance, because that's really ultimately what we're talking about, is that with music, we love to hear that bass, and you need a little bit of treble just to bring some brightness, you know, to the musical accompaniment, don't you?
We do, and of course, you know, every song has a different, I think, relationship between treble and bass. So I'm not suggesting that, you know, every time we have a conversation, it's identical. But I think you have to pay attention to both sides, right?
Yes. No, exactly. And that's, you know, one of the things, and this happened to me a couple of years and it stayed with me, Professor, is that in the Prayer of St. Francis, there's one line in particular there that, and was the line I needed to embrace, and that was that I would first look to understanding before being understood.
Mm.
And that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's very powerful. And one of the things that I reinforce with my students over and over again is that understanding is not the same as agreeing with. It's not the same as condoning, right? But we want to try to understand other people because we want to be understood. We want to, you know, be given the benefit of the doubt. We want people to take the time to try to figure out, you know, what do we really think? What do we really believe? Rather than a caricature being thrown out there. And that happens so much in social media today.
You know, your book is so loaded with metaphor, even right in part one, when you say we have to engage that elephant. It's that elephant that's in the room. And you walk us through these various treble tactics that would benefit us all. Let's go through them, if you would.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the book is broken into three sections. As you said, engage the elephant. The second is honor the sacred. The third is expand the tribe. What we mean by elephant in this context, I actually rely on a social psychologist at New York University, Jonathan Haidt, at this point. And Haidt talks about how we have two systems, not to get too technical, but we have two systems in the brain. One is intuitive, and the other one is more rational, strategic reasoning. And he says we live at this this lower intuitive emotional level most of the time, and it's more automatic. So this is where most people are living. He uses this metaphor of a rider on top of an elephant, and the elephant represents our intuitions. The rider represents logic and argumentation, strategic reasoning. He says if you want the rider to have an opportunity to really convince people, you've got to pay attention to the elephant first. You have to engage the elephant first. You need to speak to the elephant first. And so we need to do this by befriending the behemoth. That's the first chapter. We need to have gentleness. We have to have kindness. We have to have respect. I mean, this isn't brain surgery, but we have a hard time doing it. We also need to cultivate some intellectual humility on our part. As I said earlier, we're all fallen creatures. It's really easy to see it in others, Bill. It's really hard for me to see it in myself, right?
Right, exactly.
Humility. And then the other chapter in this section is swapping stories, which we already talked about, and how important it is, because story really is the language of the elephant, of the intuition, whereas logic and argument, that's the language of the rider. So, but we have to start. If we want to get to the rider, we have to start with the elephant.
Good point. Wow.
Yeah.
That's power packed just in part one. So in engaging the elephant, excellent. Those are three very powerful treble tactics. And then part two, we got honor the sacred.
Honor everybody. Yeah. Everybody has a sacred story, right? And everybody's made in God's image. Everybody has these moral intuitions that are part of their divine design, the elephant. So we honor them, even if we disagree with how a particular moral intuition got activated. Maybe it's abortion, you know, or maybe it's an LGBT sort of issue. We still want to honor the fact that they are living in this sacred space. So we want to honor that sacred. Part of that is building empathy. I think we live at a time when I know my empathy muscles are pretty atrophied, and I really have to be intentional through spiritual exercises to try to strengthen my empathy so that I can begin to relate to other people, that I want to try to understand other people. So that's part of what we're talking about in Honor the Sacred, is really kind of building our empathic muscle. I also, in one chapter, talk about some divides that we have in the church, and Calvinism and Arminianism is what I take on. And I rely on Richard Mao, who was the president at Fuller Seminary in Los Angeles for many years. And he talks about, he's a Calvinist, but he says it helps him to see that different Christians have different theological specializations. And, maybe starting with, what are Methodists or Wesleyans really good at? They really see God's character. Calvinists are really good at seeing God's sovereignty and finding a way to really honor the sacred that the other person has in mind, kind of move us to a place where we can have more fruitful dialogue or even debate. And then the final chapter in this section is, finding someone across the aisle and seeing which of these moral intuitions are activated in their life and trying to understand their story in light of those sacred intuitions.
Wow, that is powerful stuff and wisdom as well. I've often said that I doubt that Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations, but it's what we have. But it's brilliant, and I've often said that each denomination brings to the dance a particular perspective, and that we wait for that one day when all this can come into balance. Because I've often used the understanding, because I was raised Catholic, that there is a sense of awe and holiness that the Catholic Church, I believe, could help others understand. It's just this reverence and high holiness for God that the Catholic Church just, teaches us at a very early age. And evangelicals and Pentecostals, their joy of the Lord is something the Catholics could embrace and learn from as well. So there's a great coming exchange of all these different benefits and attributes that have been exercised in these different denominations. And by the grace of God, we wait for that day when we will all come together in such a beautiful and powerful way and a redeeming way that only God can do for us. The third aspect is expanding the tribe. That's really what this is all about, is that, we want to be able to share our stories and listen to one another in such a way that we have more of us and less of them, if that needs to be the divide.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in this final section, we explore ways in which we can begin to see people that we have differences with as one of us. And of course, we're not going to agree on everything, but we all have multiple tribes when you think about it. I'm a Christian. I'm a Wesleyan Christian. I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm a male. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I live in Indiana. I'm a sports fan. I'm a Cincinnati Reds sports fan, which may be playing those Dodgers here in the playoffs. I have all these different tribes, right? So trying to find a tribal intersection point with the other person can be a very, I think, helpful strategy to try to get the elephants leaning together rather than stampeding toward one another. We really want in this section to talk quite a bit about exercising demonization. What I mean by that is, stopping as much as we can with, villainizing the other side, dehumanizing the other side, trying to find their humanity. John Gottman, I know we're running out of time here, but
yes,
Gottman,
about a little over a minute left. Go ahead.
Oh, let me just end with this then. He does marriage stability studies, and he says he can predict with a high degree of accuracy whether or not a couple is going to stay together over the long haul. And it's not because it's not anger that he picks up on, but rather disgust or contempt. And so when he sees things like sarcasm and cynicism and name-calling and eye-rolling and sneering and mockery and hostile humor, he's pretty certain they're not going to stay together. Well, the same, I think, holds true with our relationships across the aisle. We need to really avoid that feel-good snark and try to find more friendly ways to engage people we disagree with.
Well, he is the author of this book, and you see it. It's not, don't misread it. It's not about the bass, okay? It's all about the bass is what it is. He's the professor of philosophical theology at Indiana Wesleyan University. Scott Burson has been with us. Scott, you've blessed us richly. The book available at all the usual places, and we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com.
Yeah.
God bless you, Professor.
Thanks so much,
thank you.
Bill.
Take
you
care.
Have a great day.
Been a pleasure.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American woman caught up in the Afghanistan evacuation blunder makes a desperate plea to President Biden on Fox News.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger. Mr. President, please help us.
Republican Congresswoman from West Virginia, Carol Miller, on Tuesday.
It's our job to make sure that the administration understands how important it is to bring our people home. Americans don't leave Americans on the ground. I'm sure the people at the White House are feeling these same things, but they're trying to be upbeat and positive, but they've got to, in their heart of hearts, feel the same fear and the anxiety that we are hearing.
Biden says all Americans will be out by 31 August. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's go out, be a revival of one, okay? It starts one person of faith at a time. One person who is called by his name. The difference could be immeasurable, but you never know if you don't try at least, huh? A longtime Assemblies of God global missionary, David Grant, is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the Project Rescue co-founder. And he is inspiring us with his latest book, Born to Give, which chronicles his life leading up to and throughout his time as a missionary in India. His compelling stories capture the pains, triumphs, and immense amount of bravery and faith that has been vital to the success of the outpouring of the gospel on the people of India. Welcome, David Grant. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Delighted to be with you.
Well, I got to tell you, I was so impressed by the cover of your book, and it has to do with your very face. You are so, I mean, you're such a light, you know, that I got to tell you, it blessed me so much just to see that smile, that sense of confidence and blessed assurance, if I might say. I guess that's what hit me, was blessed assurance came out, you know, on the cover of your book, Born to Give.
Well, thank you. And, of course, blessed assurance is one of my favorite songs in the whole world.
Yes, it will.
Thank you. Thank you. Your observation is a joy. I think the one thing that is that I'd add to that would be that I love to smile because there's so much to smile about.
Well, tell us your story.
Well, I'm a preacher's kid. And, of course, you know, I grew up in Pensacola, Florida. My dad pastored all over the South. And so I grew up getting saved every Sunday because I grew up in a very strict, old-fashioned Pentecostal environment. Dad preached against everything, including television. And he said, you know, television is kind of like a commode sitting in your living room flushing sewage in the minds of Joe. So we'll just sneak over to the deacon's house to watch TV. And so, you know, growing up in church with all those kind of interesting moments, and yet there was a tremendous amount of joy in my dad's life and ministry. And one of his favorite sermons was always the rapture of the church. And, of course, it scared me to death, so I got saved every Sunday. So I think I looked back on about 150 times that I came forward. And, you know, that sort of characterized the life. And then also, my dad loved missions, and so we had lots of missionaries in our church and a lot of missionary services. And that shaped my life. And so, you know, I grew up not so much in a media world as much as in a missionary world. And that probably shaped the joy and the glory and the purpose. Because, as you mentioned in the book, when I was 12 years old, a missionary came and he told about a 12-year-old boy who had no money to put in a missionary offering. So when they passed the offering pan, the boy took it, laid it on the floor, stood up in it, and said, "I'll be the offering." And when he told that, I thought, "I can do that." When they laid they passed the offering pan, I laid it on the floor, and I said, "God, you know, you can have me." And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "David, I want you to go to India." And from the age of 12, I had a purpose and a passion, and that has lived out in my life. So I think that reflects the faith.
Right. Well, I've got to tell you, David, I mean, first of all, you gave us so much to unpack here. Your dad's wisdom about TV. And today we've exchanged the television for these handheld devices that the kids whose minds are being formed, they're being renewed by social media, and which we're realizing today more and more that it's become a propaganda machine. It's really not interested in the higher calling, the things of God, the things that are eternal. And so here it is. So we've gone from the TV to these social media technical weapons that have been thrust upon our kids and are influencing us. And now, instead of the hours of, average hours anywhere, I've heard estimated 4.5 to 5.5 hours a day of television. It's now, you know, maybe 6-7 hours of screen time on, these phones, and it's like, okay, what are we pouring into these kids? So your dad had a lot of wisdom then that echoes through the millennium. I'm glad that you're reminding us of that, because these are some of the golden nuggets that hit us as we experience life that need to be shared. These are all part of the critical story. So that's great. Thank you for, you know, reminding us of that and sharing that. The other thing is in terms of the rapture, it was the early church and the book of Acts, you know, which I thought was quite interesting, is that here Jesus was just with them. He just leaves. And the constant refrain throughout the early church of Acts was that Jesus is coming back. Well, he just left. But the focus is that he's coming back. And since then, you know, that message has been a little bit diluted. And we're not necessarily living today as Jesus is coming back. And it's interesting. This is in spite, David, of all the signs that are before us right now, the things that are happening to our world, nations at war, what's happening in Afghanistan right now. Poverty continues to rage. The disrespect of God's imago Deo. The image of God, the way people are treating other people, it's almost like, you know, you wonder, like in the point of the Bible, it says where God finally had to come in and save them because they would utterly destroy themselves. And I'm wondering how much more destruction has to take place before God finally says, "Hey, can you hear me now?"
Well, I agree. And I think the early church in the early days, as you just mentioned, the key was be ready. And we moved into a world where everybody is concerned about being safe. And the last thing they'll say to you, be safe. And I want to turn around and say, be ready. Because readiness is the key to everything. And everything you've mentioned, Bill, everything you mentioned has has to do with the readiness of what God is about to do and what God is doing, and to be ready to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. And God is about his business, right? I mean, and that's the opportunity. And I keep sharing this with the audience, and I'm confident you feel the same way, is that we need to align. We need to align with God's intention right now. And, and when you find yourself at peace in the midst of all the insanity and the chaos that's going on, that's probably a good sign that you're more in line with God than out of line. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have to fight what I would call depression, because the world in which we live, the Afghanistan crisis, and all the hopelessness, and there's a sense of hopelessness that has pervaded our nation and our world, that there's no hope. And that is the one thing that God brought to this world, was hope. And that is the one message, I think, Bill, that we have to continue to lay out. And I say that the thing that should shape our faces and our attitude and who we are is hope. We are people of hope.
Yes.
We are purveyors of hope, conveyors of hope. We are prophets of hope. That's who we are.
Yeah, because of who we hope in, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Not hope for hope's sake. It's hope because there is a reality, and because God is at work, and he is doing things that are just incredible around the world. And, you know, as I mentioned, one of the early things that my wife and I got involved in India 25 years ago was we walked into a red light district where there was 100,000 girls who had been trafficked, and God spoke to us and said, "These are my daughters, and I want you to do something about it." And so we launched a ministry called Project Rescue, in addition to many other things we're involved in, and that has now spread into 10 nations and 30 cities and all over the world, in Africa and Europe. And, you know, with all the huge migration, the migrants and the refugees that are moving around the world, it's a place of where is hope. And yet the thing is, we are people of hope. And that's what we do, that's what we live, and that's what God wants to call us to. And, Bill, I appreciate the, as I've read about your Bill Martinez Live program, I appreciate what you've changed, what you have brought to the table. And I agree also with you back to a few moments ago. The viewing of our young people is a tragedy, because so much of that is changing their minds from being analytical and strong, thinking for themselves, but rather following a trend or a crowd. And I would say that probably one of the greatest needs today is for a fresh awareness of fresh thinking that God brings into our young people's lives.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We're talking with David Grant, his brand new book, Born to Give. The blessings will continue to flow. Stay with us.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate of 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation into the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with longtime Assemblies of God global missionary, Project Rescuer co-founder David Grant. His new book, Born to Give, what an incredible story. And there's so many stories in there. I mean, you can imagine, you know, 50 years of missionary work in India alone. He says, what I remember most is not the dirt, the masses, or the heat. What I remember most are the people, the things that God is most in love with is his creation, isn't it, David?
Amen. Amen, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the wonderful joy of working with people who love to give of their lives. I work with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, and I was so impressed. I mean, here's a lady who just a short, I mean, she's not even 5 foot tall, and yet she made such a powerful impression upon the whole world because she was a giver. And I think that's the whole thing. I mean, the most probably one wonderful scripture we have is that for God so loved the world that he gave. And, you know, I grew up as a preacher's kid, giving. I mean, missions is the heart of our church, giving. And so all five of us preacher's kids, I mean, we love to give. And so at 17, I made a vow to God that I wouldn't marry until I was 30. I said, God, I'll give you 13 years. You get every day and every dollar. And so that worked for 13 years. And then at 31, God brought a young widow into my life who I married. We've been married 44 years now. And it was suddenly it was incredible joy to be able to live out giving and to see it happen all the way through. And I remember in Bible college at Southeastern University, God spoke to me one night and he said, if you'll give me your life, like the boy gave me his lunch, I will break you in a million pieces and feed you to a million children before you die. And that has been accomplished.
Wow. What a story. David, you mentioned earlier the Holy Spirit. Why do you love the Holy Spirit so much?
Well, because because he's our guide. He's the one that gives us the direction of our lives. He not only infills us, he not only gives us power, but he gives us direction. And I think that's probably, Bill, one of the most desperately needed things in our world today is direction, a sense of direction. We have a directionless society. They don't know where they're going. They're easily influenced. It's like sheep without a shepherd. And the shepherd, and it's kind of a, I don't know how accurate this is. That's the Holy Spirit. He is our shepherd. I think more of God the Father than God the Son, but I think of the Holy Spirit as being the shepherd who guards us, guides us, and keeps us in the right direction.
The Holy Spirit is the most misunderstood of the Holy Trinity. Why do you think?
I think we feel comfortable with the concept of Father. We feel the concept of Son because we feel like we're the Son. If the Holy Spirit is that, for some, there's that mystical sense of what is spirituality. And God is comprehensible, easily comprehended. The Son is comprehended, but the Holy Spirit is that somewhat mysterious and yet incredibly supernatural influence. And I think that if we get comfortable with the Holy Spirit, he comes in our lives with a greater sense of power and glory and direction. You have to get comfortable with it. Find a way to move with it, to be part of it. My wife put out an article recently called In Step with the Spirit. In Step with the Spirit. The Spirit will guide us, will lead us, and we will not be lost in our journey. We'll have complete direction if we'll stay in step with the Spirit.
Well, you got to imagine, I mean, Jesus said that he had to leave that the Spirit, so that the Spirit could come in and in a sense, fine-tune and nurture the growth of the church and God's people during this period of time. And as you say, the mysticism of the Holy Spirit may be a bit much for people to understand, but it's part of the faith issue. It's part of that whole experience with God. Recently, the idea of the serpent, the bronze serpent being held out, and we saw this in the series of that Dallas Jenkins has presented to us in The Chosen. That there had to be, you could imagine, this conflict that took place between Moses and Joshua, as Moses tells Joshua, look, build this serpent, put it on a stick, hold it up, people are dying, and when they see this snake, they will be healed. And Joshua looks at it and says, wait a minute, isn't that an idol? And Moses says, well, I don't know, but I do know that God told me to do this. So it's a belief, a call for belief that we must have in those things of God, which the Holy Spirit helps encourage and nurtures us in that moment. Because then the prayer of the apostles, you hear, Lord, help me with my unbelief. And I find that in my daily devotion, David, in these recent days, is I find myself asking God, help me with my unbelief, to get to that point to where I am fully invested in you, fully trusting in you in all things, including, COVID and what's happening in Afghanistan and the current events and what some would call a shaking that God is doing, not only in America, but around the world. And God's trying to get our attention right now, David Grant, I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And he's managing to do that, but sometimes people are not responding what I would call properly to understand the Spirit is at work. And the Spirit is deeply immersed in all aspects of our planet. And that brings us back, as you were just describing a moment ago, when God spoke to Moses, when God spoke to Joshua, when God spoke to them, we desperately need a sense of God speaking to us. Yes. Both individually and corporately, there needs to be an acknowledgement that he is the God that gives direction. He's the God that gives comfort. He's the God who sends the Holy Spirit to give us direction. So, our whole focus, and I would say this to you, Bill, as you're doing what you're doing in terms of your ministry there, in terms of Bill Martinez Live, give direction from the Holy Spirit because the Spirit is speaking through us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what I sense. And 12 years ago, when God called me into this ministry, into this radio show, I had felt like the Spirit was leading me to search out others who were, in a sense, in the throne room of God that could share with us the revelatory word of God, that timely word that's inarguable, that timely word that goes out, finds its mate, and has, you know, and drops the jaws of even the most arrogant. And that has been, you know, my mission. And I have searched out for others that are faithful, you know, to that. And surprisingly, I can tell you, David, it isn't like I've had a lineup of pastors or men, women of faith that I thought would readily be available, because I thought that would be the case because God called me to do this. It's been a bit of a challenge, you know, to find faithful men and women who come, you know, to inspire our audience with the revelatory word of God, you know, that are inspired by the Spirit. And, you know, for me, I just have always had this affection for the Holy Spirit, even being raised as a Catholic, and we went through the confirmation process. There was something that just grabbed a hold of me in such a special way. And not to claim any kind of perfection or anything like that, I'm a mere human, so I have my moments, and like Paul, I cry out, you know, the things that I don't want to do, I do. The things I do, you know, that I, and, you know, and this conflicting dynamic that takes place within our humanity. But thank God for His grace and His mercy.
But Bill, God has given you discernment, and that's probably one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that is powerful. Yeah. Discernment is important, especially the day in which we live. Discernment of what is important, what's the unimportant, what's the peripheral, and what's the heart. And I think what you're trying to do is get to the heart of people, the heart of direction, the heart of the Holy Spirit. There's a heart to this thing. And it comes from discernment, and I think God is using you in that area. And I just, God, I pray for you. I commit myself to pray that God will continue to use you. It's not that God needs a lot of people. He needs a few people that are really on track. Now, and of course, God will use a lot of people, but it's just not the fact that we're not looking at numbers. We're looking at how quality is God moving in the hearts of numerous people. And there's a quality there that God wants to use that brings a sense of direction and leadership in the day in which we live. And so my prayers are with you for Bill Martinez's live program, that God will give a sense of discernment to the people that you bring on the program, the people who speak, that God will give them a clarity and a deep, deep sense of awe, of the majesty and the power of the Holy Spirit. So God bless you for it, Bill. I just congratulate you.
Well, David Grant has been our guest, longtime Assemblies of God Global Missionary and Project Rescue co-founder. His book, Born to Give, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and also at BillMartinezShow.com. And David, in this last minute and a half, the days are moving forward on God's timeline. Not that we're predicting any time, but even Dr. Billy Graham said we're living in the last of the last days. The signs seem to be quite evident. What's your admonishment to our listeners?
Be ready. Be ready. Do not be discouraged by what you see around you. And don't be so caught up with the screen, the television, the news, and all the social media. That's got such powerful, often confusing events. Be ready to hear from God. Be ready to give your life. Be ready to give your faith. Be ready to give your intercession. Be ready to step up and give a word from God. Just be ready for that. That's probably the number one thing that burns in my heart is those two words. Be ready. God is at work.
David, how can they be in touch with your ministry?
Of course, you'll be sending out the website part of that, and so that's good. And I would simply say that our website is, not the website, but our email is david@dlgrand.com. And you can always be in touch with us, david@dlgrand.com.
And, of course, the website is projectrescue.com. David Grant, God bless you. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.